Big changes are coming to one corner of the General Services Administration in January. GSA's Federal Acquisition Service plans to overhaul its professional services contracts by consolidating several multiple award contracts into one big new schedule. The new vehicle would generate more than $5 billion in sales. Joining me now with details is Michael Garrido, the quantitative analyst for Bloomberg Government. Miguel, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so are they just taking three decks of cards and kind of mixing them into one, or is there something new that will be available to the government through all of this?
Well, the rationale for this is to eliminate the overlapping scopes between these eight schedules. The trend has been to move towards more complex solutions from the government side. So that has actually caused some concern from the contracting community in terms of, you know, the managing multiple contracts, on multiple schedules. And on the government side, that also has some costs in terms of the auditing and managing, and so a lot of administrative overhead that they want to get rid of. So the hope is that by moving to a single schedule, they can increase efficiencies and make the acquisition process simpler.
So they're taking these are all GWACs now?
These are not GWACs. These are GSA schedules.
Okay, so they have eight different schedules that they're going to make into one big schedule?
That's right. And just to provide some background, the GWACs are for IT, but these are for professional services. And so within the GSA schedules program, which has about 35 or so schedules, there's eight that have similar scopes, and these eight are in the area of professional services. So one of the biggest ones, for example, is MOBIS, Schedule 874, which provides a wide range of management and consulting services. Another one is FABS, which provides, financial solutions. The other ones include PES for engineering services, and then another one, logistics. And so what they have realized over the past years, really the last 5 or 10 years, is that since all of these have sometimes overlapping scopes, they would like to create a single schedule that would, make it easier, just like what's happening outside of the schedules. The government is moving towards, this consolidation trend to, have fewer vehicles, bigger vehicles that allow both government and agency to procure more total solutions, if you will.
So how will this affect contractors if there's overlapping scope? Then they won't lose scope in what they're able to offer as this gets consolidated, will they?
No, actually. So in March of 2015, the GSA will allow contractors, around that time, will allow contractors to add potentially new services that they don't already offer under one of the individual schedules. So, for example, if a contractor offers, logistics services, and under the new schedule, they will have the opportunity to offer other services that they're not currently offering just on the logistics contract. So, this will allow agencies to procure more, total solutions rather than going individually to each of these schedules. So I think this has, received some positive feedback from both industry and other, associations that represent contractors, because that's really what they want. They don't want to manage, seven or eight different contracts. They want a single contract and focus more on what's actually more important, which is providing the solutions to the government rather than spending, time and energy on the actual administration of the contracts.
But doesn't GSA also have a GWAC outside of the schedules altogether that is professional services? I think OASIS?
Yes. So there is a – OASIS is not a GWAC, but it's modeled after the GWACs. And the reason is the GWACs are for IT. But, yes, OASIS will be a huge professional services multiple award contract, more than 100 contractors. And what that will do is, again, consolidate a lot of the contracts that are outside of the schedules. But there are some differences between, you know, this new professional services schedule with as part of the GSA program and then the OASIS program outside. And for example, some key differences are GSAs allows, you know, cost type or task orders, which are not allowed, you know, in the schedules program. So, for example, agencies and contractors that would like to perform that type of work would most likely move to, you know, OASIS. So to some extent, they do overlap, the OASIS and this new professional services schedule. But there are some, you know, key differences that are going to drive, you know, activity towards, you know, one or the other.
Because some agencies kind of agree ahead of when these vehicles are finally established that this is what we will use. I think you've reported that in some cases the Air Force says we're going to be there big time.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, contractors love it when that happens because they know there's more certainty in the market about, you know, where a given customer is likely to go. As Bloomberg Government has reported, there's more than 2,000 multiple award contracts in the federal government. And so that makes things, you know, more confusing, more complicated when agencies, I mean, we hear it from our clients all the time from the industry side, but also from agencies. Sometimes if they have a given solution, they don't know which of the 2,000 vehicles to, you know, to access for these services. So the hope is that we're going to have fewer and fewer vehicles over the next few years, and that will make it easier for both sides to, you know, to select the vehicle that most, you know, meets their needs.
We're speaking with Miguel Garrido. He's a quantitative analyst for Bloomberg Government. And what about the competition from NIH and NASA? Do they compete heavily with their GWACs in these professional services areas, or are they mostly pieces and parts?
Pieces and parts. For example, NASA has a huge IT GWAC called SOUP, and it's now in its fifth generation. SOUP was actually one of the earliest Macs in the federal government in the 90s. And so that's when it was, you know, mostly just tech products and, you know, for, you know, things like printers and so forth. And now, you know, about 20 years later, we have this, you know, trend towards total solutions, more complex services. And so that has been the trend for both IT and professional services. So I think there will be, you know, a tiny bit of overlap. But again, this new GSA schedule is for professional services like engineering, like consulting, those types of things. And whereas the GWACs are mostly IT, but to the extent that agencies need an IT component, there will be, you know, a little bit of overlap there, but not too much.
And what about the fees for these contracts as the consolidation takes place? Is there a chance GSA, once they get the savings from consolidation, could lower the override fees they charge agencies?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, sure. Again, because they want to eliminate a lot of this administrative overhead, there is going to be certainly, you know, a push from industry to do that, to make it easier. You know, the outside of the schedules, there are, you know, a lot of programs that have different fees, if you will. And so a lot of the times customers and, you know, they want to select the right vehicle in terms of based on the fees, but also they look at the whole picture as well. Does this vehicle have, you know, the right capabilities to meet our needs, you know, during the next 5 or 10 years? And on the industry side, you know, they do look at the fees and the labor rates and all of that, but also they want to see, you know, does this vehicle really meet our needs, you know, for the 5 or 10 years that we're going to perform the work for a given agency.
And you mentioned that under this consolidation, Booz Allen Hamilton, Leidos, Deloitte, Touche Tohmatsu, and CACI,
right,
International and URS Corporation will be look like they'll be the big winners here. They must be glad about this because doesn't that make their marketing and sales and fulfillment efforts that much simpler?
Yes, exactly. I mean, right now, these companies that you mentioned have, you know, multiple contracts on each of these. The majority have at least two or three on these eight schedules that will be essentially merged. But yes, in this new schedule, this new professional services schedule, they won't have to worry about, managing multiple contracts or doing the marketing for different, under different vehicles within these eight. And then, of course, the audits. Sometimes a lot of these companies were being audited, six, seven, eight times because of they had a lot of these schedules. So now that will make it easier for industry as well. So these, five or six that you named, most of them make their money from the Schedule 874 MOBIS for consulting services. But there's a good mix. I mean, looking down the list, there's also Northrop Grumman, which makes a good amount on the 874 Log World for logistics services. And then L3 Communication makes actually a lot of its money also from that one, from logistics. And then there's other schedules like, language services and environmental services. But those are the smaller of the eight. Most of the big companies will remain big players within the consulting, sector, if you will, within this new professional services schedule.
Is consulting and professional services getting bigger than systems integration?
So systems integration tends to be more within the IT. So, and that the way that is coded is, it's not that easy to put a number to it, if you will, in terms of how much is procured. But the trend within consulting, even though it has declined, and that's also, the federal market has also been declining. But I think that one is probably bigger than systems integration, just because professional services and within it, consulting is probably one of the largest, along with engineering. But again, because they're moving toward total solutions, a given solution will oftentimes include both the consulting aspect, the engineering aspect, and then the systems integration aspect.
And getting back to this consolidation of these schedules, do you think GSA can pull it off?
I think that's a good question. I think their timeline is a little bit aggressive. I mean, they plan on finalizing all of this by November. And what we're hearing from our clients is that they don't really know what's going to happen to their given schedule. There's some, a lot of confusion. But I think right now they're starting, the GSA that is, they're starting with the companies that have more than one contract on each of these eight schedules. And they're contacting them and they're working with them to consolidate those. Starting in January 1st, as you noted, of next year, they're going to start, moving all of these to the new schedule, all of these contracts. And then that will allow companies in around March to, through a mass modification, to potentially add new services. So, it is a fairly aggressive time frame, especially when you consider you have thousands of companies that are interested. I think they could pull it off. I think if there's one agency that has a lot of experience with multiple award contracts, it's certainly a GSA.
Nothing like a mass modification in the springtime, right?
Yes. And, if there's that one agency that can do it, it's probably GSA. So,
all right.
I think they could. It's just that it's going to take a lot of feedback from industry and a lot of, negotiations and that sort of thing.
Miguel Garrido is a quantitative analyst for Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much for joining us with that analysis.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.